Okay, so Lang Chain's saying the thing that matters for agents is the harness.
That's not what matters.
I know. But hear me out. Their whole point is the harness is the scaffolding that decides if the agent's actually useful.
Right.
And they're pitching Create Agent as this minimal primitive where you just hand it a model, some tools, a prompt, and boom, working agent.
Which is fine. But then they immediately pivot to middleware.
Yeah, because that's where the magic happens.
That's where the happens.
Cody, you're doing the thing where you see a new abstraction and assume it's hiding a mess.
Because it...
Okay, but let's say I'm building an agent that needs to pull from three different proprietary APIs, enforce some custom business rules, and log every single tool call for compliance.
Sure.
Deep Agents or Claude's SDK would either not support that or force me to hack around their defaults. Create Agent lets me slot in middleware for all of that, setup and the getting the biggest content in the setup, things like that, then need to do then with a contents that are being middleware. And then also slot in middleware from extremely accident. And then the middleware where Create Agent lets me a slot in middleware for all of that. And then what's, you know, these people that make sense coming from like where you go to get it to machines, what they make sure that they have to be to alive. And then the Create Agent, they didn't go to perceive that along that is the Great Agent, because really it's Create Agent apply. So that then the free that you need that if they're an accident that they will need to secure, but then they will slot in middleware. And then will complex leveled and then for using the connected ware there, they will complex setup for the middleware. And then when they do, then will require then mature like setup, different middleware. And then they need to be a little bit. But then a create agent lets me slot in middleware for all of that so that they will probably slot in middleware that they really have to go to speak up for with them in middleware. And then what they create agent lets me slot in middleware. And then we create middleware for they really make face in the middleware, then they will slot in middleware. And then they will be a community for middleware. And then we will try to relate them plays, lets me be thinking about it. And then we really have to be the first place plays middleware. And then we've hoped then within we met middleware within the middleware, but then they will take them with them because they will have make sure well them for the middleware. And then we wouldn't be to them middleware. And then we have to make sure that they, and then we help them, people for them will make sure that they have to. And then we will try to queue out that they will spring to them stream handlers without rewriting the whole loop.
Or you could just use the pre-assembled stack and save yourself 6 months of debugging edge cases in your custom middleware.
But what if the pre-assembled stack do what I need?
Then you're probably building something weird enough that you'd be writing custom middleware.
There it is.
I'm not wrong.
No, but you're also missing the point. This isn't for the average builder. This is for the teams that control internal tooling, niche workflows, stuff that doesn't fit the opinionated stacks.
Mm-hmm.
And the middleware approach is actually pretty elegant. Hooks for before and after model calls. Tool calls, startup, teardown. It's composable. You can swap in logic for dynamic model switching, prompt adjustments, even custom state tracking.
Composable, sure. But it's also layered to maintain. And now you're not just debugging your agent, you're debugging your middleware, your agent.
Yeah, but that's the trade-off for flexibility. And for the right use case, it's worth it.
For the right, maybe. This feels like a power user feature masquerading as a general purpose solution.
I mean, isn't that how most good tools start? Someone builds a thing for their own weird needs, and then it turns out other people have those needs too.
That is such an exploring next take.
Oh, come on. You can't tell me you haven't seen this pattern 100 times.
I've seen it. I've also seen 100 teams drown in their own abstractions.
Okay, but let's say I'm wrong. Let's say most people just use Deep Agents or the Claude SDK. What's the harm in create agent existing? What's the harm in create agent existing? What's the harm in create agent existing? What's the harm in create agent existing?
No harm. It's fine. It's just not the revolution they're making it sound like.
It's not a revolution for the people who need it.
All right, fine. For the teams with the chops and the weird requirements, this is a solid step forward.
And for everyone else?
Stick to the pre-assembled harnesses and save your sanity. I'll set a reminder. And when I'm right, you owe me coffee.
And when right, you're buying the first round.